Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Noah Chases the Wind. It was written by Michelle Worthington. It's illustrated by Joseph Kalman. And it is read today by Mommy and
Jedi Master Pip.
Jedi Master Pip. Whoa, are you really a Jedi Master?
Technically the king.
The king of the Jedis. Wow, well, that's a title indeed. I'm so honored that you're with me today. I hope I can bring you joy by hearing a story. Are you ready?
Yes, one fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
When I work out, fun fact.
Okay.
My weights are Jedi cruisers.
Wow, that's a lot of things to lift. Stronger than Master Yoda, I think.
Can hold one on my pinky finger,
Wow.
not even scratch.
That's impressive.
Don't look like the strongest man in the entire universe.
I believe you. You don't have to be strong for me, though, right now. You just have to snuggle up here and listen to the story. What do you say?
I can snuggle.
Okay. Well, are you ready for your story? Okay. Well, cuddle up then, kiddo, because we're going to tell a story. Noah chases the wind. Noah knew he was different. He could see things that others couldn't, like the patterns in the dust that floated down on sunbeams. He could smell the green tang of the ants in the grass. He could feel when a big storm was coming before the leaves on the trees even started to tremble. Oh, do you know what I think? I think he might be strong in the force. What do you think? Yeah?
Yeah.
Noah liked to find out how things worked, where they came from, and where they went. When he couldn't understand, it hurt his head and his heart. His room was overflowing with books of every shape and size on every subject he could imagine. Noah loved books more than he loved toys. His favorite books were about science, especially the weather. They taught him why rain clouds looked so angry, why the air buzzed before lightning struck, and why his skin turned darker in the summer sun. Yet, search as he might, none of his books could tell him what he really wanted to know. Noah knew where the wind came from, but where did the wind go?
That a Jedi always knows.
A Jedi knows the answer?
Yeah. Does know.
A cat Jedi?
Yeah.
The king of the cat Jedi? Okay. His mother was usually more helpful in his books, but she didn't know either. Why don't you try finding the answer for yourself? She said. Noah sat quietly with his back to the trunk of his biggest tree and waited for the wind to come. Before the leaves on the tree even started to tremble, Noah felt a stirring deep inside. He stood, his face to the sky, and felt the whooshing wind build and blow his hair into his eyes. Noah took a deep breath. He was ready to chase the wind. He followed the wind as it whistled down his street, blustering around buses and bicycles and whipping wrappers from the gutter. And we can see it and everything else in the picture as the wind has a beautiful swirling path that it is following, and it's touching everything it comes in contact with. The trees, the people. He chased the wind as it glided over fountains, under bridges, and between people on the sidewalk. And it pulls at ladies' skirts, and their umbrellas and the men's pocket handkerchiefs. It's pulling at everything, isn't it?
Saying, come with me.
Mm-hmm. He raced the wind as it picked up speed, building with the breeze from the beach and the heat from the highway, growing into a gale that lifted Noah off his feet. Each stream of air became a different color, and Noah was lifted high above the clouds. He floated on a blue, billowing breeze as the wind swirled and twirled around him in a never-ending ribbon of rainbow. The wind never stopped moving for a second, until eventually, slowly, the blue breeze sank to the ground, and Noah could feel the familiar grass underneath his feet. With a brush of Noah's cheek for goodbye, the wind was gone. Noah sat still until the sun sank below the tops of the trees, and his mother called him in for dinner. "Where have you been?" she asked. Noah gave her one of his most loving smiles and said, "I know where the wind goes." And that is amazing, isn't it?
So, let's see if my calculations are right. Where did it go?
Well, the wind is cyclical. Our planet is round, and so around and around and around go the winds.
Correct.
That is correct.
It's cyclical.
Yeah. Yep, it just keeps going in a big loop. The heat and from the sun and the cold from the different spots on our planet that are hot and cold make the winds go. Storms come up. It's very interesting to study weather and patterns, weather patterns. And that, our friends, is
the
end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.